whoever is the best, he up there with him, you know, with Tom and Peyton and Phil Rivers, Drew Brees. He up there, top five, top ten.
Hold on.
Who's that? Rich homie Quan. But he a great quarterback. He run the whole show. The whole offense run through him. Game on line, he gonna have the ball in his hand. So we gotta try to get him off the spot and try to make him make some hurried decisions.
So do you feel more pressure to get after the quarterback this week than last, considering how good he is and the weapons that he has on the outside, Julio Jones?
No, I pretty much feel the same pressure every week we get to hit the quarterback. I mean, all the glory comes from sacking the quarterback. So if you can't get up for a chance to play a quarterback who throw the ball a lot, pretty much in the wrong league.
Their offensive line's a little banged up. Do you see opportunity there? Have you noticed?
They got a lot of guys who didn't play before, so it really don't matter in this league. You go out there down your opponent, and then he gonna have a good game against you. So you really don't worry about who is on the offensive line. You just deal with whoever in front of you.
What about their play action? How do you keep that honest?
Well, their play action to me is. It's all right. I mean, you know they won't throw the ball. So, me personally, I'm playing pass to the, you know, I'm defending the run on the way to the quarterback personally. I mean, because these guys, they won't throw the ball. They won't make big plays. He won't get the ball into Julio and Roddy Whitehead. So, I'm a put all my eggs in that basket thinking they're going to throw the ball.
They get off to fast starts, 31 points in the first quarter, more than any other team.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it for you guys to get off to fast start defensively so they don't get off to a good start?
I mean, that's their routine. They're a very fast starting team. They want to get up on you and then play from ahead with their crowd and all that, their defense, you know, pin their ears back and get after the pass. So anytime we can get them off the field, you know, get a couple three and out, start the game, you know, try to get them out of rhythm.
What about their running backs? They're pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah. Rodgers. Steven Jackson, you know, I don't know if he's going to play or not, but Rodgers and Jason Snelling. Snelling, good hard-nosed back. Rodgers, they pretty much run everything with him in the game. You know, they can run their shotgun offense or under center. So he pretty much been featured a little more than Snelling, but I'm betting on we're going to see both of them, though.
Can those guys block, too?
Yeah, they look like they can block. It don't matter if they can block. You got to make them miss it. You got to win when you get a chance to hit the quarterback. So it really don't matter who it is, the running back, the tight end, or offensive line. When you get a chance to win, you got to win.
You feel like you guys have been solid, competitive against the run so far in these first three games. You feel pretty good about where that's at right now?
No, you got knocked about 30 or 40 yards off that run average. You know, you always want to try to keep, you know, it's just something about when a team come into your place and they think they can run the ball on you, kind of like take a little bit at you as a man. So, you know, we just want to keep the number down between 90 and 80 yards a game. I think we'll be all right.
For you personally, how do you feel about being
3-0? I feel wonderful, but, you know, I feel much better being 4-0. You know.
How often have you been 3-0?
Never. Never in the NFL have I been 3-0. Never in junior college I was 3-0, but not in college. So, I mean, it's been since junior college, high school.
Is part of your anticipation that they're going to try to pass more than they're going to run is that they're at home?
That's their offense. I mean, they want to run the ball. But, I mean, you got a top five quarterback, two big-time receivers, Hall of Fame, tight end. They going to throw the ball, you know. So, you know, you don't want them to run the ball. So you don't want never an offense to feel like they can do anything they want against you. So you want them slow. You want them to stop and run and get them in long yard situations and try to get Matt Ryan off the spot.
Did you get a little extra jacked up Sunday night football?
I mean, anytime. It's football, baby. How the league is now, how every game is televised. You might well get jacked up for every last one of them because they like, you know, like back in the day, if you from Mississippi and you played in Buffalo, your family pretty much weren't going to see you play. You know what I'm saying? So how it is now, I get hyped all the time.